This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Today we have a very special guest, Mackenzie Peck, founder and creator of Math Magazine, a porn publication, is joining us to talk about the search term,
machines.
Machines. Welcome, Mackenzie.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, this is so exciting. I think I'm going to learn a lot today.
Yeah, I'm excited because I'm genuinely intimidated by this search term. Like, I will confess, I'm not a person who would typically go for machines as a search term in my porn adventures. And just, like, researching, exploring this was fascinating, and I learned a ton.
Yeah.
Would you say that this is a search term that is on your radar, that's something that, like, it's hot to you or that you seek out specifically? Awesome.
Amazing. Amazing. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, when we started talking, the first thing that came to mind was how on the kink.com documentary, I think that was sort of when it really got on my radar as something I might be into. The producer that leads maybe one of those channels, I kind of fell in love with them. They're super cute, non-binary, like, dreamboat.
Should we say who the producer is, or should we leave that out? I can't even recall
their name.
Okay. We'll find it.
I like to, like, touch and let it go.
Yeah. Like, just a little crush.
Have a little crush, but not an obsession.
And, like,
wave it away.
Dear to your heart, a little bit. Set them free. Yeah.
That seems pretty sane.
Yeah.
I'm on the opposite side of the spectrum where I stalk them on every
form of social
media. It
becomes obsessive. It becomes a problem.
Yeah.
Great.
Different little
facts
about me.
Different folks. Are there particular, like, what kicked it off for you about that documentary in particular, or any, like, specific kink that draws you in particular?
Oh, I don't know. Well, thinking about what I specifically like about machines is this idea of, like, the machine doesn't have, like, political beliefs that I, like, disagree with. The machine isn't, like, doesn't have, like, unsavory ideas about me and our relationship.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I was thinking, like, a more amped up version of solo masturbation.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But it's more of an autonomous machine, which can lend to its power in an intimidating way, but also in, like, a, like, sexual, like, impact way.
Yeah. It's literally just there to please you. It has no other ulterior motive.
It's not sentient. Right. So there's no conflict there.
Yeah. That's very true.
And I think maybe that might be where I would draw the line of attraction is if it starts to,
if it's sentient.
Yeah. If it starts
if it's aware,
or if it even starts to look like a human.
Like a human.
Yeah.
So you're not here for, like, the AI that has a human form or has some kind of, like,
you know, I'm not going to say no to anything.
fair.
You know, I like to remain open. At this time.
Mm-hmm. In this current moment, you're more here for the actual mechanism itself rather than something that mimics a human experience.
Yeah. The non-humanness of it feels.
Is what appeals.
Yeah. But the human scale.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like the difference between somebody playing with, like, a rabbit vibrator versus the machines that we saw in these videos.
Right. That actually, like, fuck you with a dildo. That actually have, like, a penetrative act.
Yeah. Well, and also are, huge. Yeah. Like, they're just, like, actually, like, you know what I mean? Like, big machines. They're not, like, because, I mean, what is that?
Wait, big
line?
Meaning elaborate or the actual, like, size of the dildo?
No, like, big meaning elaborate.
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily, like, the dildo, like, because the dildo could be small, but it just is, like, a built out thing that took a lot
like
of
a major apparatus,
right? And took a lot of like time,
the Rube
and
Goldberg
effort, and like, well, and like ingenuity. You know what yeah. I mean? Like you have to be an inventor to come up with these things.
Yeah,
they're super creative. It takes a really smart person to take the time to like, because some of these things, you know, that Timothy Archibald photo shoot or the
yeah, so Mackenzie put on our radar this guy Timothy yeah. Archibald who photographed some sex archive stuff for. Specifically for the Museum of Sex, or they just featured it and it was...
They had a show of his work.
Yeah.
He does all kinds of great photography. Actually came upon his work because he did these great photos of his autistic son. Mm. Oh. Very intimate and like creative and beautiful, like really beautiful work.
Yeah.
And then so he doesn't like only shoot sex
right.
machines.
He just right, happened that, yeah, to that's do just this one of,
yeah.
series
yeah. Yeah.
of the and their inventors. And like these people are taking like KitchenAid mixers
uh-huh.
and using, you know, that as like the main like force that then drives like a dildo. You
yeah.
know?
And I really like that too.
Yeah.
I like the like entrepreneurialism.
Yeah, the ingenuity.
Of, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Like I also am really into homemade fleshlights.
Okay. Uh-huh. I looked at that BuzzFeed article you sent.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So Mackenzie sent us this fascinating like BuzzFeed listicle essentially of homemade fleshlights, which range from like tennis ball canisters lined wow. with like wrappers to like a sponge, like lined with a condom or lined with like a latex glove.
Yeah.
Like wrapped like inside of like a Pringles can.
It's like a MacGyver. Like, the
first yeah. Like this, the
a fleshlight.
Each of them like had its own brand.
Yeah.
Of like homemade love and
low
attention.
Budge
I don't know.
Too,
yeah. You know? They're, yeah. They're all very low budge. They're mm-hmm. all like DIY and
low
and,
budge. High
yeah.
Inventiveness.
The inventiveness of like creating the sensation of
yeah.
an orifice, like a human orifice
yeah.
or whatever mimics it. All of them had some kind of plastic or rubber lining, which mm-hmm. was interesting to me. I didn't think about that as being like a necessary component. Like yeah. even like one was like a hollowed out cucumber. And I think they still put, or did they actually just do the cucumber and then mm-hmm. have like duct tape around it?
Hmm.
Without a latex lining. I think that one might have been without.
Interesting.
Because, which makes sense, I guess, yeah. now that I think
I feel like
it.
The fruits and vegetables are great.
Yeah. yeah.
It's really, like, earth-friendly.
Again, you know, Earth
staple.
Day was yesterday. So.
And in the yeah. in the latest issue of the magazine, we have somebody fucking a cantaloupe.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
And they like, carve it.
Okay.
And I like the...
They carved out a hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, some it. Sort of reciprocating...
Yeah, yeah.
Orifice.
An orifice yeah. of some kind.
It was a cool experience because you think like, oh, I just need like one hole, like the main hole,
yeah.
right? That's what
yeah.
I need. And then it's like, oh, the suction thing is happening, which oh. is kind of good, but also oh. kind of not good. So then you make another hole.
So it's not like a
for
vacuum.
Air release.
Yeah. yeah.
Like a little bit of a vacuum, but not too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, right. You don't want oh. to be crazy.
Innovative.
Like a carb.
Speaking of which... so I did a little, this is from Wikipedia, cause I wanted to research like sex machines because I don't really know a lot, you know,
yeah,
know a lot about yeah. sex toys,
uh-huh.
just because I'm a fan.
Yeah.
But
machines is a,
yeah.
a new area.
So this is a little definition. A typical penetrative machine works by the transfer of rotational or reciprocating force from a motor to a directional motion on a shaft, which is tipped by a dildo. A handheld modified reciprocating saw device is sometimes called a fuck saw.
Mm-hmm.
And then a handheld modified drill motor rotating device is called a drill dough.
Mm-hmm.
And a modified jigsaw is called a jill saw.
These are great titles.
I know.
All very on brand.
Right. And then an extractive device, like a milking machine, can be attached to like a penis or breast or another body part. So it could be penetrative, extractive, or stimulative. Like a Sibian is mm-hmm. is a sex
a
machine, but
yeah.
it's a stimulating. Yeah. So, you know, appeals to all parts, really.
All different kinds of
yeah
purposes. So I like entered the research around this from a different point.
Okay.
As I said, I was a little like, oh, this is new territory. Like we are pushing my boundaries.
Yeah.
So I was trying to think about like how to relate my pleasure to machines. Mm-hmm. Being like a person who's a little wary or like generally put off by the notion of like a machine fucking me.
Yeah.
I was like, well, what's the difference between like a fucking machine and a vibrator? Because like
right.
vibrators and sex toys are essentially like an early version of fucking machines. So I did more research around vibrators. Many of us know, I imagine everybody in this room, but maybe not all of our listeners, know that vibrators originated as a cure for female quote unquote hysteria.
Yes.
Which basically meant sexual frustration.
Mm-hmm. The retention of like female ejaculate or something, I think, is like what they thought it was.
Oh, I didn't even like read female about that. Semen, but that's And this is before that it was even acknowledged that women had sex drives.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, these women are anxious, they're sleepless, they're frustrated, they're having erotic dreams.
Irritable.
Yes, they're irritable, I can imagine. So we've got to like fuck the pain away.
Yeah. Fuck the pain away.
But they were these very like rudimentary vibrators. Another like really interesting tidbit that I did not know prior to doing the like looking further into the research around this was that before the invention of these vibrating, like these rudimentary vibrating devices, this was actually like performed by hand. That doctors were like giving hand jobs to women, or I guess that's not quite the
same way, like stimulation.
But like clit stimulation by hand.
Wow.
That they were lubing up and just like jailing these girls off.
Dr. Fantasy.
Yeah. And also like, where did that effort go, guys?
Yeah.
Why did we lose
that? Well, that's like why the vibrator was invented, because these doctors were like tired of hand stimulating by hand. Like, we got to figure out a fix for this.
Yeah.
And I remember then, really young, there was a movie, a period movie, and it featured this kind of doctor.
Yeah.
And it was so hot.
Yeah.
And it was really important in my sexual development, and for the life of me, I can't find this movie.
Oh, man.
If anybody
was
out
it like
there,
a somewhat mainstream? I remember movie with like Susan Sarandon.
Oh, all the actors were wildly attractive, and at one point they all are in the woods getting each other off, and it was almost like I'm remembering it as the difference between getting off in the doctor's office versus
getting off like with people there.
Interesting.
With other, like with sexual partners there, as opposed to just your doctor.
Hmm.
I don't know what movie that would be.
Maybe someone will.
If you're listening and you know, please write in and
that's
tell
really
us
why
what
I'm
this
here.
Like this woodsy doctor stimulation movie is, because we have to find out.
Kind of tracks to like what fucking machines ends up being, which is like the subsect of kink.com, which is just about machines.
Mm-hmm.
All of, I feel like the majority take place in like a kind of like a doctor's office.
Yeah, that's true. There is a sort of sanitary vibe to some of them, and to the one that we're watching or we're reviewing later today that we watched. I also looked at like the evolution of vibrators and was fascinated. The Oster vibrating body massager was a thing in 1950. I also found something called a voyeuristic chamber pot, which actually just looks like a chamber pot with a mirror attached. I don't think there was a vibrator involved. Yeah. I just wanted to share it because I was like,
you just look at a pussy.
It's amazing that like this somebody was like, I just want to attach a mirror to where I pee. That like I pee and I like watch.
Yeah.
Also, the steam vibrator was really big.
Yeah.
1869 is the date I have around that.
Do you want to learn a term really quick?
Oh, I sure do.
Okay. So, it's a term, but it's also like a fun fact. So the steam-powered dildo, which was created in 1869 by George Taylor, again, another steam-powered dildo was named in the William S. Burroughs psychotropic textgasm Naked Lunch, and it was called Steely Dan, which is where the band Steely Dan got their name from.
Yeah.
I didn't know that before dildo.
Rachel told me. I love
now
it.
Now you know.
I love that the evolution, like steam-powered dildos, is so fascinating to me in the 19th century, because we're like figuring out how to make trains go and also how to like vibrate a device so that we can get some clit stimulation happening.
Porn and sex are always at the forefront of technology.
They are always at the forefront of technology because there's a demand there.
And also women.
Yes. Also women. There was also an early version of a vibrator that was actually like hand-operated. Like, the vibration, like I think I read something like 5,000 vibrations a minute, which is a bunch.
Yeah.
But you had to like operate it. Like I imagine like an egg beater.
Yeah. Like old school.
Like a hand egg beater. Yeah. To be clear, not the kind that plugs in.
I read something that actually like a vibrator is just a bad motor. You know, like it's literally just yeah. a bad motor. Like that's when like something's vibrating.
Yeah.
Just a bad motor. So like the thing that's like a more intense is just like a looser, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a looser mechanism.
Yeah. Like you want, when you want something to be like a good motor, it doesn't really vibrate. It's funny
because it creates friction. Like, yes. That's essentially what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that. I follow a lot of like engineering Instagram accounts.
Yeah.
This is a nice merging of worlds. Yeah. Happening.
For sure.
This is a Venn diagram of like your pleasure sources. Engineering and science. And then also, I also I don't know when I'm going to be in San Francisco, but if I am, I'm definitely going to the Good Vibrations Antique Vibrator Museum.
Ooh.
There's also a sex machine museum in Prague. I've never been to Prague. So I've got San Fran and Prague on my list as places to go.
If anyone wants to sponsor us and fly us out there.
Well, I know that Good Vibrations is, they carry Math Magazine. So I was just like glad to see that overlap that like that we're friendly.
So another fun thing that I learned about in our research, when we first started researching machines, one of our friends was like, oh, did you hear about what happened at Northwestern? When he was like, he went to Northwestern as a student. And while he was there in 2011, a professor of like a sex and psychology professor, or what was it, like social?
I think it was like sexual studies kind. I don't think that's the right title for the class, but it was a class, who knows.
J. Michael Bailey, he provided a forum for a live demonstration of a sex machine device to his class, and it led to international press coverage, questions about appropriate college coursework.
And then he wasn't allowed to teach that course anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But he brought a sex worker to do to perform like a fuck saw.
Yeah, a fuck saw demonstration. Yeah,
to his class. And our friend happens to be going to the college at the same time.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
I know. And it was it's so popular that it was in the Wikipedia article about sex machines.
Wow. Wow. Big moment. Know. Big moment for that guy.
Another fun little fact. I couldn't find anything particularly about the search term because it seems pretty niche. But obviously like fuckingmachines.com, which is a part of kink, is huge. And also there was a survey done in 2017, to find out how many Americans feel about like the possibility of having sex with a machine. Vast majority of U.S. adults would turn down the chance of having sex with a robot, but men are more likely to accept the offer than women. 1 in 4 men say they would consider having sex with a robot compared to just 1 in 10 women.
But that's robot specific as opposed specifically to like machine.
Yeah.
That is interesting.
No one's really done a survey about machines.
Yeah. But it was hard to find stats.
Yeah. It's hard to find stats about this, but there's a lot of willing performers on fuckingmachines.com who enjoy their time.
Yeah.
And they also seem to, they're super ethical in their practices too, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yeah.
You know, they mostly have like an all female crew.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, the porn that we're going to review, I think is directed by a woman, Tomcat.
No,
do we know that person's identifier?
I think that that's actually the guy who started it, who's Peter Ackworth.
Oh, interesting. I thought the voice in the background, I like looked for Tomcat and found a performer, but I couldn't figure out.
There is a voice in the background. I think it might just been like the camera operator was maybe this guy, but that it sounds like there's like female like producers and stuff. And,
yeah. You know. There's female voices in the room from what I gather, which just made me feel safe.
Yeah. And they in have the midst of all this very like strong set of guidelines for directors and performers taking preventative measures against like victimization, and you know, all performers are there of their own volition and feel bliss and gratification from their experience.
Yeah.
Which makes me feel good about watching it. You know?
Yeah.
I also just find it really fascinating because for some reason I thought that it was like machines were like along the lines of like torture. You know what I mean? But like a lot of these times
there's a fine line there, right? Like there is something to be said for torture porn, but also for like, the dom sub, like something about like, what is the pleasure pain play there?
Yeah.
Or like what is the person who wants to be submissive? Like what are they in it for?
But a lot of times they're controlling it. They're controlling it.
Yeah.
These performers are like the no one's on the other end being like, I'm gonna fucking turn it up all the way, you know?
Well, there was one point where that top turned up the machine.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, in which one?
The kink.com.
Yeah.
But and it was great. It was like playful and like, you're gonna get it.
Yeah. A lot of times these people are controlling it themselves. So, but there is obviously like that dynamic. Like there's a lot of like huge vein of like BDSM where people are being tied up or restrained, and then there's
specifically dominated
being dominated by someone else who's controlling it. But that made me feel better about it. I was like, oh, if I'm just like controlling it, like
literally maybe, is the same as a vibrator.
It's literally the same thing that I do every night.
Yeah.
Not that different, really, when I think about it. Maybe I'll
just whether you can like fit that apparatus into your room.
I know. I did a bunch of research, like looking on Reddit and stuff, and there's a lot of people who just like forums of like trying to find like good fucking machines or sex machines for their house, but they're, and like the number one thing is like, where would I put it? Right, and also how would I hide the sound?
It's like buying a piano.
Yeah, like where, how would I hide the sound?
It needs
that it
its
makes?
Own room,
you know, it's a motor. Yeah. You know, how yeah. am I gonna mask that noise?
Your neighbors aren't actually vacuuming.
Yeah, right. It's true. Like they got washer and dryer in their unit. How the hell? What the fuck?
They really love to do their laundry.
Yeah, they do.
It's like every day.
Every day.
God. They're really enthusiastic about that. Like,
they really
are. They're screaming about their laundry.
That makes me think of in Mad Men. Doesn't one of the housewives like fuck the washing machine?
Oh, does that happen in Mad Men?
She's like maybe. Lonely and she kind of like leans up against it. Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
I did find a like washing machine porn in my like search for titles where it was like just a woman getting off on a washing machine.
Nice. Smart. Really
good for you. I don't know that I could. Yeah. So like good on you for whatever that washing machine is doing. I realize maybe it's time to do the search term showdown.
I think it is.
All right.
I'm feeling it. I'm
going to read these titles. We're going to jump in. We're going to dissect them. We're going to find out what they mean.
Yeah.
We're going to rip on them sometimes. Fuck me so hard until I squirt over and over. Sex machine destroyed my.
Destroyed.
We got close.
They almost made it through the whole title.
They really almost did. There was
destroyed
some weird.
My?
Yes.
Nothing
end
else.
Of okay end of title
they I ran mean out sometimes you're quaking
yeah
for a little while after
uh-huh
it can be hard to type
yeah
it's true yeah. They pressed
that is,
enter too
that
early.
Is always how we envision these titles being born is someone just like furiously in the act of some kind of sex and that's what prohibits like you know effective punctuation or spelling or whatever the
grammar
may be
you know
a lot happening in this one. Rabbits like sex machine. Jasmine Webb, Michelle Moist. So I'm not sure if our articles there are operating in the order that tells us what we want to know, but we have all the information sort of stringed together.
Rabbits?
Just willy-nilly. Rabbits like sex machine. Jasmine Webb, Michelle Moist.
Wait,
that's
so,
a poem.
There's a lot of, it feels like a haiku. There's a lot of ways to dissect this one.
Now, do we think they mean rabbits like the vibrator?
I thought that. Like rabbits like sex machine?
Yeah.
Because there's no rabbits like in the, I don't
there's
know.
There's no bunnies.
But there's also.
Is it a sex machine that's kind of like a rabbit?
That's what maybe. I was trying to extrapolate from this, but I don't know if I was being overly generous.
Yeah.
Rabbits like sex, machine Jasmine Webb, Michelle. Like Jasmine Webb, Michelle?
I don't
Jasmine
know.
I
Webb?
Feel like we should all snap.
Michelle
after you.
Moist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jasmine Webb.
Light clap snaps.
Yeah.
First time sex machine fuck my hole at max speed. I'm fucking surprised. All one phrase.
Me too. I'm fucking surprised too.
I'd click that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fucking surprised.
Surprised at how great of a time she had.
Mm-hmm. Catsuit doll Kendra machine fucked in clear box.
So interesting.
We've got our setting. She's in a clear box.
And she's in a catsuit.
That's very MoMA.
She's a doll. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a performance art piece.
Very high art.
Yeah.
Male milking machine, another great invention.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True facts.
It really is.
I like male nipple play a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Mm.
I haven't done any male nipple play.
Yeah.
I like looking at pictures of like really macho dudes sucking on each other's nipples.
Ooh, yes, that I'm here for.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's tender.
Yeah.
It is.
It's tender. It's a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it goes against what you're used to seeing sometimes.
I recently found out that like when guys go through puberty, their nipples are like super tender.
Oh, kind of the same way ours are?
Yeah.
I think I knew that vaguely.
But like...
What's that?
Every month?
Yeah.
Every month.
But like when they're like 14, you know, and like their glands are so tender, it's like their shirt, like I can't remember who was telling me this, but it's like, they're like, I was in math class and like someone like brushed up against like my nipple and I literally like screamed.
Oh, man. That's sensitive.
There needs to be more awareness about this.
Yeah.
I do know that when we ran cross country the guys would like band-aid their nipples sometimes for chafing, but I don't know if that was specifically about sensitivity or just about like when you run, you chafe in all kinds of ways. Long distance running anyway.
I didn't know that. Like I just...
Now I have questions. I got to call up those guys.
I know. Men out there listening, if you had sensitive nipples growing up,
write us. Let us know.
Tell us your tales. We want to know.
Candid College Breeding Machine. This one I just put on there because I was mad at it. There's no fuck machines involved. The breeding machine is a woman.
No.
And this whole video is just a guy like in what looks like a college cafeteria, just like taking video of a girl in shorts, clearly without her permission.
Breeding machine. Oh, God.
So I wasn't here for it.
Yeah, that piece of shit.
Dick and ass. Machine in twat.
Oh.
Yeah. Wait. Just telling you where things are.
Okay, wait.
So I think
there's a
machine. So dick in ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
She's got her eyes closed. She's picturing it.
Yep.
Machine in twat.
Got it.
Which sounds impressive in and of itself. I didn't watch it, so I don't know exactly how this particular machine works.
In my head, he's standing over it and the machine is going through his legs.
Wow.
Whoa. You know what I mean? That's a solution.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't like the word twat that much.
You're not a fan of twat?
No,
I like that word.
Like machine in twat. I would prefer like pussy, I think.
I like twat.
Yeah. Twat just makes me think of like a little shitty kid.
Yeah, it kind
of stuck in twat.
You little twerp. You little twat. Yeah. You brat. You twat. I just like it. I think it's like fun and flippant.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I don't have to take my cunt so seriously when it's a twat.
Yeah.
It's being a twat in that moment.
Yeah.
She gets to be a twat sometimes.
Twat. Yeah, when you're being bratty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I do have kind of a bratty twat, if I'm honest.
She's bratty.
She's bratty. She knows what she wants, all right?
And she wants a machine.
Last one. Nurse testing out the new relaxation machine.
Oh.
Yes. Here for it.
Yes. Yeah. And this one, it fully looks like a fuck machine. Like it is a dildo attached to an apparatus and it's a relaxation machine.
Does she have the little paper nurse's cap on?
Please. She didn't. But
I know. I would like this to be in,
let them know.
In a period piece. Really.
Yeah.
I like my old timey porn.
Exactly. I want a specific old timey porn around here.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm
here for the classics.
Period accurate costumes.
Yes.
And no period, Apple Watches visible.
And period no appropriate like nail decoration.
Yeah.
I don't want acrylic nails.
No inaccurate acrylic nails. We want accurate period underwear.
That's
means elaborate and difficult to remove.
Mm-hmm.
Makes for a whole process.
That's right.
Brilliant.
Oh, wow.
Should we take a
15 minutes of somebody getting undressed?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lot of anticipation. A lot of time to build up that heat, you know? Uh-huh. Should we take a break?
Let's take a little break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back.
How was that break for everyone? It was so lovely for us. I feel so much better now after that cute little break.
We're really putting in some extra. Welcome back. Let's talk about
Femcar get busy.
So when I sent it to you, it was mistitled, Mackenzie, because I sent it to you like via the aggregates. And in that version, it was called fucking while cleaning.
Cleaning attached to a fucking machine.
Which was someone else's title that they slapped on it when they pirated
Stole it,
presumably. Femcar get busy.
Uh-huh. From House of Gord.
from House of Gourd. So full disclosure, like typically on this show, we try to pull something from the ethical sites and then we try to find something that is like fodder to talk about, right? Yeah. And this, like a brief synopsis of this porn. We open on Femcar.
Yeah.
She's like looking through a sex machine's book.
Yeah.
And then she like jills off a little.
She's like trying She's like, to go
yeah,
to
yeah.
bed.
She's like trying to jill off.
Yeah. She's trying to go to sleep. She's okay. mad about it. She like slaps her knee. She's like, I'm tired. Oh.
She's also like irritated with Jeff.
Yes.
Because he's like texting her.
Yeah.
And then she tries to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then an incredible thing happens. Yeah, the floor opens up and this like cage slash platform, this like
rises.
I don't know how to describe this for anyone who hasn't seen it, but it's like it's cylindrical.
Yes.
With like beams.
Yeah.
And it, the top of it like perfectly matches the carpet. Yeah. So as far as we knew, it was just like a normal floor with a carpet.
Yeah.
And then this like shaft emerges from the floor with Femcar in it, and she's now like decked out.
Yeah, she's in a
in like latex and stockings.
Yeah,
or, like,
she's
latex
in a full
and sheer material,
suit.
Full cat suit,
a corset,
and she's wearing a fucking machine.
It's a full body harness.
Yes,
and then there's a dildo that's attached to it. That's fucking her in the her hands are restrained,
mm-hmm.
and she's got a gag on,
and mm-hmm. it's like a brace. It's
yes,
like a
yes.
metal
yes.
brace.
Yes,
yes.
So she can't. Bend.
She can't bend, mm-hmm. and her hands are restrained to her sides, and she's just getting penetrated by this dildo that has a motor on it.
This fucking machine,
and she can walk.
Yes,
it's actually called the walking fucking machine.
Yes, that's what this device is
yeah.
called.
Jeff Gourd created it
yes.
from House of Gourd.
So I found this and just was like, what
yeah.
in hell is this? Yeah. We are talking about this and
yeah.
we are going to have a field day.
Yeah.
And then Mackenzie was like, this is House of Gourd. I want to get in touch with them. This is amazing. And then Rachel and I did a deep dive
yeah.
in House of Gourd because we were unfamiliar.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy.
What?
Did we learn a ton. Do you want to start with like your experience or your knowledge of House of Gourd and then we can jump in with more?
Yeah. I'm in awe of them.
Yeah.
I first found out about them after finding a photo of a woman in full latex integrated into a chandelier.
Oh.
Wow.
So she was the chandelier.
Yeah.
And that was my, maybe my first foray into human furniture.
Yeah.
I put the image up on our Twitter to find out the source because so often I find these amazing works of art
yeah.
and can't find who made it. So the sleuths
yeah.
on our Twitter feed found out very quickly that it was House of Gourd. And then that's kind of how I got introduced to them. And they're legendary,
yeah,
you know, and,
yeah.
and I have so much like respect for them. I get the impression that it's like a house outside of the city.
Yeah. They could be anywhere. You don't know where they are or anything. Like it feels like a, not quite Victorian. Like it feels very much like a suburban house.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these like legendary, like training houses and stuff are just like
tucked into anywhere.
Just like upstate a little bit.
Yeah. yeah.
Like in Connecticut.
Yeah.
You know? It's like close to the city so they can come in.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. I wrote that it looks like a house that you walk by on your way back from the bus stop, like mm-hmm. going to school. And you're like, oh, yeah, like there they are. And like inside,
there's
you
the
don't actually know what's
I
going
love
on.
That. Yeah.
you know?
I love that. And yeah. the domesticity of cleaning combined
yes.
with all of this kink
yeah.
is really hot to me.
Yeah.
Mm. The idea of eroticizing everyday life
mm-hmm.
to insert sexuality into the mundane
yeah.
like presses a lot of buttons for me.
Yeah. yeah. I did some more reading about Jeff Gourd and just about the House of Gourd. And so on this, like there's a particularly like FAQ, like frequently asked questions section on Fornelia, which is human furniture. And this is like Jeff Gourd, he has since passed, but this is some of like his answers around it. And he says like great things, like the questions like, how do you find these women? He's like, they find you.
Yeah.
Like once you build a reputation for being honorable, safe and respectful,
yeah.
like submissive female sexual partners like come find you, like we'll travel far and wide if you are known and you are safe and you are respectful, which was kind of amazing for someone who has like dedicated his life,
yeah.
it seems, to creating these machines and these instruments for him to be so like safety forward. It's
yeah.
crucial, obviously, but also like fascinating that he existed and that he was so prolific.
Yeah.
Can I just read briefly? So on the House of Gourd site, there's models, there's machines, there's bondage positions, there's bondage materials. So there's different like categories along the left-hand navigator that you can look at. The section for machines is so extensive.
Yeah.
Air chair, all-in-one machine, archback fucking machine, archback trailer, ass-up machine, ass-up hood ornament, Babatona racer, Babetona racer, birdcage, bitch bender, bizarre chair, bizarro walker, blowjob trainer, Bob Bishop display stand, Bob. We're in the B's.
Yeah, he's got a bunch.
I don't know if you caught on that those are alphabetical, but it is an extensive list. So I can't even begin to tell you what all of these do, because I certainly didn't have the time to like click through each of them. But if this is something that is piquing your interest and you were unaware, there's a whole wide world out there for our listeners. Thrilling.
Yeah. Had a passion.
Yes.
And he dedicated his life to it.
Yeah. So you were, so this porn in particular was hot for you, Mackenzie.
Yeah, I think there are certain moments that are hot. There's parts where it's pretty long.
Yeah.
18 minutes. Yeah. We should also mention that she's got a gag.
Oh, great.
And a feather duster is attached to the gag.
Yes.
So she's and then later, dusting.
Yeah. So she's dusting for most of the film. Yeah. Later, she attaches a sponge because this particular like gag apparatus has like different attachments. Yeah, yeah.
She's got some cleaning
So she can
tools.
Dust. She can... clean dishes with like
yeah.
a sponge on a handle or like a scrubber is actually
bowl.
She does there's a toilet scrubber at one point.
I'm glad that they took it there.
Yeah.
It feels like appropriate. Like if they didn't go there, I'd be sad.
They didn't go to the toilet.
Totally.
Yeah.
A little like a
cop-out. And it's sweet that it wasn't like filthy. That's like a whole
everything
other
she was cleaning was like that's relative. That's a different video.
Well, they must do this a lot. I'm like, that house is very clean.
Yeah, the toilet was like sparkling white before she got to it. So I was like, all right, fair.
And this idea of like futility with like the glass, you know, and doing the dishes, the impossibility of her being able to like actually clean it is kind of a part of it, right?
Yeah.
But she tries her hardest.
Like the torture of it. Yeah.
Like, I had questions about that because during like the first 10 minutes, I was like, she's not very good at dusting. She would like get the front of like the video or the picture.
I'd be like,
this is not going well. No wonder Jeff is texting you about cleaning. Like you missed the whole top of the frame.
Yeah.
You're busy just like dusting the front of it.
At one point she just gets a wall. Yeah. She's just dusting a wall on the stairs.
She spends a lot of time dusting the banister. Yeah. Like pick up the pace.
But talk about hot parts. I'd say when she seems to have to pause due to pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple times where she stops and we like camera follows the fucking machine. We're just like watching her enjoy it and be like unable to continue and then eventually proceed.
And like kind of catch her breath and like, okay.
Yeah,
let's keep going.
I love that. Gotta clean the house. There were some shots of like outside, like through the window, and you could see her like in the window.
I'm like, they did that. Yeah. They did that.
Like again, like I just think of like 13-year-old me walking back from like getting dropped off at the school bus and like waving, being like, "Hey, there she's.
Hey, fun car.
You know, washed, just doing her daily cleaning."
Do we know why she goes by Femcar?
Yeah, she. That's how she met Jeff Gord.
Say more.
She wanted to be. A femme car is actually like a woman being the engine of a car, and they're usually like powering it by like like cycling, and they're wearing heels and like they're literally they're
so she's named
specific,
for her fetish,
yeah,
and it is specifically like being a human car.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
that's clear then.
Yeah, she got I think Jeff Gord like was the driver of it, and she was the engine, and that's how they met.
Oh, cool. That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this idea of like enduring intense pleasure and also enduring intense work.
Mm. Yeah.
Like when she gets to the top of the stairs and the door is locked or she couldn't open it because her hands are bound.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was like devastating, but also like the Dom in me is like, yeah. You're going to have to come back down now. And don't forget to dust those pictures on the way down.
Right.
Yeah. And also like watching her like waddle. And this thing, you know, because she's walking around, but she like, obviously her legs have to be like pretty spread, you know? I was like, wow. I read something that she wore this machine once for 5 hours.
Wow.
And like went to like a festival. I'm just like wore it.
I like knowing that actually.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is nothing. This is like nothing.
Yeah.
It's just 18 minutes. Come on.
I know. I had a hard time when she was cleaning the glass. I was just like, yeah, the impossibility of this. Like, I was like, this is so hard for me to watch. I was starting to laugh because she was just trying, like, she was kind of like getting around the edge, like really trying hard to like trace it, like not knock it over and break it, you know? Like, I was like, this is absurd. This is so absurd.
Yeah.
But doesn't it make you think about the absurdity of so much of the things we do every day?
Oh, yeah.
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 Like 100%. Asinine tasks we have to do all the time.
Yeah.
So to incorporate it into like, I'd like to think that she got properly fucked after this.
Oh, I hope so.
We don't get to see it though.
Yeah, like, we don't see it.
Leaning deeper into the futility. Like, we watch this kink porn and then we don't get to see the penetrative sex. Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But the idea that we don't even see the dom.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah,
I
think he's a disembodied. He's like a textual dom. Yeah.
I kind of was thinking the camera person or me. I am the dom.
I did kind of presume that the camera person was him.
I did too. Yeah.
But I guess we have no way of knowing if that's Gord himself. Because we don't get to know.
This just felt to me like a weird version of the movie franchise Saw. You know, like this was just a version of Saw. Like, they had to, you know, like, her punishment was to be like strapped to this thing and clean.
Yeah.
You
know? I haven't seen Saw except for like in bits and like maybe at a party, like in bits and pieces or something.
Yeah. I haven't seen Saw, but I'm going to go ahead and say that this is better.
Oh, it is. 100%. 100%. It is.
I will say that this film like almost feels like a parody of itself.
Yeah,
like it's so like mundane. Like the production value is like it feels so low budge. Like,
you could hear the camera like when it's moving, like getting like kind of like jostled around. I think
that's just genuine.
Yeah, I feel like anybody who like gets into like Tim and Eric and has like specific like kink fetish might be like there's something self aware about the weirdness of it and just like the way that it like sustains so much like. Again, like the mundane activity, like it's, I mean, I have to say, it's like, it's not for me, but this is for, and like, we have you here. Like, this is for someone.
I think it emphasizes the strenuousness of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's key.
Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating because it's so different than what I would typically go for when I go for, like, it's so antithetical to like mainstream porn.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
And it's so thrilling to me for me to like hear talk from you about like what exactly, like where that tension lives for you and like where, like how it's exciting. Cause it's just fascinating.
Yeah. And then she goes back into her little cylinder hole, goes back down.
Oh yeah. She gets back into it.
And goes back down to the lair. And then goes back down into
whatever's down there.
I feel like it's.
I did definitely want to know what was down there.
Oh, I'm sure it's just.
I'm sure if I watched enough House of Gore.
Yeah.
I also like felt a little worried about her going back. Like, it was like a little wobbly, like getting back. I think she actually like put her hand out and like steadied it. I was like, careful.
Yeah.
Get your hand out of the way.
It's just like, big enough for her to fit into it, you know?
Yeah, just barely.
Yeah.
But truly, like, it looks like a camera trick the way it comes out of the floor.
Yeah. It was nuts.
Yeah.
There was so much of this video that I was like, this is insane.
Yeah. I also will say the video is kind of a fascinating tour of the House of Gord.
Yes.
Because as she's cleaning it, like you pass by, like, I think it's probably like the birdcage or like there's a specific like sex cage that they go by. That's just like in the corner, just the way you have your like coat rack in the corner. There's a sex cage as you like round the stairs.
And all like, those photographs are of like kinky situations.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, I started to sort of like squint my eyes at like what was on the walls and stuff. And I was like, family photos? No, I'm pretty sure that's a picture of like a dildo or a specific kind of like sex machine or apparatus.
And like, it's just in like a nice wooden frame like on the staircase.
Yeah, the way you would frame your family. They have these like artful objects framed and like decorating the house. Makes sense.
This is something that I forgot to mention. She washes the top of the paper towel.
It tortured me.
I also was like, who has ever washed that? Let alone like with a mouth gag apparatus.
Yeah, and she's just
who has
like,
ever washed the like specifically
tiny,
like
little
the
ball,
the top knob of a paper towel dispenser.
I know.
I really had to rewind. It's like,
yeah, it's about that futility.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you're gonna do what you're told to do, and it doesn't matter if it makes sense or not.
Yeah, yeah. You have to do it,
and you better do a good job.
Yeah, that's such an interesting point. I didn't even think about that. I was just like, this is absurd. I don't understand.
Yeah, and we get
and you get to make jokes about the polishing a knob.
Dude. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that's,
yeah. There's a little innuendo there.
Exactly.
Yeah, we also get it like from the POV like of it's the like wall, behind. Sort of like of the paper towel. It's like we are the paper towel dispenser in that moment.
Yeah.
being washed
yeah.
in a feudal fashion.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Anything else about that that you, anyone particularly wanted to share?
No.
Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Let's talk about pile driver and Sibian fucking with Bobby Starr and Dragon Lily,
mm-hmm.
directed by Tomcat, whose gender I was confused about, but that's listen, right. we're all learning.
I think it's like, maybe, I don't actually maybe know that crush. It is, but maybe.
Maybe that's your crush. Maybe Tomcat's we should Google non-binary. It. Yeah,
we will.
What's up?
This is from Fucking Machines,
mm-hmm.
from kink.com. At
kink.com.
Yeah.
This is 2010. So this yeah. is Bobby Starr's like prime slash yeah. climb to fame, which I don't know why that's interesting to me, but yeah. she was huge. She was yeah. like number 12 or something okay. in that during that time.
Got it.
Basic structure.
Yeah.
Plot.
Yeah.
You can call it in this case.
It's like a session.
Yeah.
It's a session.
It's a work session.
Yeah.
It's a fuck machine work session.
Yeah.
Essentially four parts. We start with Dragon Lily there.
Yeah.
Bobby stars on a Sibian yes. that has like a dildo apparatus.
Yeah.
Dragon Lily is, as we mentioned earlier, like working the levels.
Yeah.
So she's sort of, she's also doing a bunch of like finger ass
yeah,
play.
Yeah, some anal play.
On Bobby Starr.
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching from behind. So it's like Bobby yeah. Starr's bent over and we're basically like yeah. watching her ass.
Yeah.
And then also watching her like clit stimulated on the Sibian.
On the Sibian, yeah.
And then Dragon Lily leaves.
Uh-huh.
She's like, great. Had a great time. Yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for a great time. The thing that I love about this, we'll go back to the mm-hmm. plot in a second, is just like how friendly and like, how's
yeah.
that? So
yeah.
great. Like we watched these incredibly intense fuck machine moments.
Yeah.
Like very sustained, like very powerful machine clearly. And like Bobby just like moaning yeah. and like receiving this incredibly intense pleasure.
Yeah.
And then being like, cool, that was great. That was yeah, like a really high, like, hi, yeah, how'd that feel? Yeah. Like everybody yeah, kind of just like chatting after.
Really kind of nice and sweet,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
For something that I, before watching this, like really expected it to be like destroyed and like a jackhammer, like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like it was the machine actually,
it's just there.
Terrorize the woman, but it actually.
Feel good, yeah. you know?
And this one had that like sanitary doctor's vibe. Like yeah. it really feels like we're in.
Yeah.
There was a strange like, exterior shot before we got into
oh,
like of
like
something
kink.
That looked like a Tudor era like castle.
I think that's like
almost.
Supposed to be like what kink.com is like housed in.
Yeah,
yeah.
like that's
yeah,
their
that's like their
like the, their actual not, facility.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they're
yeah.
not there anymore actually.
Oh, really?
Okay. I think it was called like the Fortress or something. I forget.
Yeah,
it had like a good
right.
like name. But I think that they sold it.
Okay.
It was huge.
Yeah.
So huge.
Yeah. So we start with the Sibian and Dragon Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon Lily waves goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Bobby Starr with a penetrative fucking machine.
Yeah.
And then she brings in a wand vibrator.
Uh-huh.
And then the machine fucks her ass with
yeah.
a different vibrator, or different
yeah.
dildo attached.
Mojo machine.
Then she gapes her asshole a little, mm-hmm. kind of like checks in on how her butt's doing.
Yeah.
I
and
loved
then-
that so much.
Did
yeah.
you?
Oh my God.
Fuck yeah.
Say more. I mean, I'm here for it. Yeah.
It was like you thought the best had already happened and mm-hmm. then that happens and
yeah.
you're like, "Oh my gosh." Like I didn't know I wanted that, but I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to say it's not something that I've ever like I guess I don't I this is something that's interesting about machines is like you don't really get to see that like the penetration that much with a human body there.
Yeah, I actually like, mentioned that in the description.
Yeah.
Like you get a clear view
of everything
of the orgasm. And I've truly like I'm not usually here for like the anatomical
yeah.
like vaginal experience of orgasm.
Yeah.
But in this case I was like it kind of felt like a science class,
yeah.
but in like a good way where I was like what exactly does her clit do? And she's
yeah.
kind of like, I like was trying to like watch. For, I
right.
mean, I'll say that I didn't see as much as I thought into like, I'm a pretty shaky, quaky
yeah.
orgasmer.
Yeah.
Both like centralized to my cunt, but also like my body.
Yeah.
But I guess it also partly, I think that this was like a long sustained orgasm.
Yeah.
That there wasn't like one moment of like, oh, there it is. And then
yeah.
it's over. It was just like her kind of like sitting
yeah.
in that, like holding it, you know, like
yeah.
living in that. Also, assholes have such personalities, right?
Yeah.
Like, she yeah. sort of, like, gets in there and, like, checks how it's doing.
Yeah.
And then it, like, winks at us.
Yeah.
Like, it says hello.
I was actually shocked that there wasn't more, like, female ejaculation. Or there wasn't any female ejaculation in this. I feel
there
like
seemed
those,
to be some.
Yeah. I feel like those usually, in machine videos, like, the few that I've seen, like, there's usually a lot of squirting happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't it was super lubed though, like super wet.
Oh yeah,
right. I like
it's very important.
Obviously, that like it was lubed beforehand, but it did look like wet otherwise after. Like it was.
She was like a gusher, maybe.
Yeah. Thought so.
It's just a very. The whole thing was super like documentary style. You know, like they didn't really edit a lot.
Yeah, it felt objective.
Yeah, it didn't feel. Yeah, it was. It's just very raw and real looking, which
and
I appreciate.
Good Lord, she is there for a while.
I know.
I mean, the whole porn is 26 minutes and it's like four different machines or like different kinds of dildos or different kinds of stimulation. Like
different positions.
That's intense.
Yeah.
Because like we all say like we had sex for hours, but like really what I know. Mean?
And also that like intense of like a wand too.
Yeah.
Like I was like, my clit would be burning.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'll find she's out. A pro.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did have to say I had a very Pavlovian response to like the sound of the Sibian. Like I was like, I'm turned on just from the sound of this vibrator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm just so used to those like that sound and like, you know, pleasure happening that I was like, yeah, this makes sense to me actually.
Yeah.
This totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But I think I've never experienced a Sibian, but I feel like I would love it.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love a wand.
Mm-hmm.
And I love like clit stimulation, but yeah, I mean, honestly, was surprised at like how much I didn't not like this. You know what I mean? Like I was like, okay, machines. I totally changed my view on them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It really did.
Yeah. Same.
Because I really
definitely
thought
like braced myself for both of these videos. Yeah. I was like, okay, open mind. Here we go. And then it was like, oh, this is
not. Yeah. Like, I guess because I thought the whole point of machines was it to be like, it can be 1,000 times faster than a human. So I thought it was going to be like, you know,
scary,
really scary, like jackhammering.
Yeah.
But even then I'm like, you know what though? I can't tell you how many times I've been like with a partner and been like, go fucking faster.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, maybe a jackhammer like machine would be great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And there was like a bit, in this case, was she controlling the fucking machine or was somebody, I mean, I don't know if we know if it's like outside of the shot.
Someone else.
There was some communication.
They were checking in with her.
Yeah. They were like,
they seemed to ask her questions at like the worst time.
I know. She's like,
how's it going?
Like, she's like, this is good. This is great.
Yeah.
This is great.
I don't really need to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
But I believed her pleasure and she was so like,
oh yeah.
That's great.
I know.
Fun times.
And then she's like, I'm just going to take a nap now. I was like, yeah.
Sounds
I would
about
take
right.
a nap after orgasm one.
Yeah.
I felt like over the course of each clip, I learned her pleasure cues. I'm like, oh, you're riding the wave right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're really peaking right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're building up. I see. And like the things she did with her feet, it was like,
yes. Oh, I kept watching her feet. During, I think the last one was when she like had her, she has her legs open, but
yes, like
her knees bent, like butterflied and her toes together and her toes are just like stuck in a curl. Like she's just curling her toe. It was like, ooh.
I know that. Yeah.
That's you forget foot cramps?
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. I got like face cramps. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I was like, like first experiencing like orgasms and stuff, like when I was like 16, 17, I was like, I can't, my face is like being with a partner and like that humiliation of being like, my face is cramped. I really need you to just not look at me right now.
Yeah.
Because I was like, didn't know how to like breathe. You know what I mean? Like I was like holding my breath and like literally like just getting like cramped up hands and feet and like my face.
It's so much easier. Like I know I'm supposed to like do this like guttural breathing and all that stuff, but if I want to just make it happen, I just tense up real quick and it's like, let's go have a drink.
We did it. She was moaning. She was yelling.
I heard you watch this all the way through, like from the living room before I watched it, and I was like, this sounds crazy.
It sounds like birth. It sounds like childbirth.
It sounded tense. But then actually watching it, guttural. I was like, oh fuck.
Animalistic.
I was intimidated watching having heard it first. I was like, is she okay? Like, was kind of,
yes.
But she's better than okay. I think
She says one of the most intense orgasms I've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
I liked hearing that.
We all witnessed it.
Yeah.
Cool.
And her personality really came through. Yeah. Like the way she was so like game. She's mm-hmm. like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she seemed curious and excited right. mm-hmm. and just like,
I down. Liked that it was just because it's, there's no other person. It's just her, you know, like that's kind of nice about machines. It's like, you're not like, there's no like faux setup of like a relationship, you know, it's literally just pleasure.
Yeah. Maybe it's the Aquarius in me that's like, leave me alone. Yeah. Let me masturbate with my machines.
Me and my machines yeah. in a moment.
I also liked that they included like a queef, basically.
Yes.
Which, like, yeah. I hate that word. I wish that there was a better word. Like queef sounds gross.
I but, like it. It's like queen.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good way to think about it.
Queen.
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 Queef. But yeah, she was just like, yeah, I've got some air in me. And she just like pushed it out. And I was like, yeah, we've all been there.
Those little yeah. moments really made it
human, yeah. superhuman.
And not like they were making a big deal about it. They were yeah. like, look yeah. how ethical we are.
Yeah.
There's like, there's like, this is raw and human yeah. and just someone having four orgasms and you know, more.
I think
more. Probably more.
It's hard to count orgasms. I feel like yeah. it's problematic to count orgasms because sometimes I'm like, well, it's one, yeah. but I like came down and yeah, went back like, up again.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
it's hard to be like, this was distinctly two when yeah. I was like chilling in that like mm-hmm. region and just like sustaining it. It was yeah. like one monster as yeah. opposed to like three minis. Like
right. I'll like build a house in that little valley there.
Yeah.
I'll just like camp out.
Yeah.
Make some tea.
Yeah.
Just chill stay there. A little there yeah. and then like. Go back into your house.
For real, though. Yeah. I like manage to communicate that sometimes, too. Yeah. I'm like, all right. Like, yeah. I'm in the, like, that
yeah.
zone.
Yeah.
Building a house still... in the Valley of Orgasm.
Yeah. And I'm going to stay here for until I die.
Hopefully. I'm going to live here now.
But, yeah, speaking of absence of humans,
yeah.
the setup being, the set being,
oh God,
like, a doctor.
My stomach just growled in a crazy way.
Absence of humans? Delicious. I can hear it.
Sorry, say what you were saying. What were you saying?
I loved the set and how it looked like a doctor's office,
yeah. Yeah.
which is something I also enjoy.
Yeah.
But the fact that there was no setup of like, all right, you're at the gynecologist.
Yeah.
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 Like I could just bring that
yeah.
if I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked that. In my head, it was just like, she's just here for like a session. Like this is just a building where like, this is where you go. Just like a doctor. You
yeah.
know?
It goes back to the history of vibrators. Like yeah. I honestly love to just like go to a place, be like, I'm going to get my acupuncture.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my vibration.
Yes.
And then I'm also going to get like my nails did or like 100%. Whatever I want to yeah. just be like self-care.
It's a self-care day.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. But then I would have a hard time like not falling in love with like the person who's like running the machine.
Transference. Yeah. So speaking of other like turn of the century.
Exactly. That would be me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I'm stalking them on the internet.
There you are.
I'm like, is Chelsea working again today? Or when is she next available? And they're like, she just turns it on. She doesn't do anything.
I found out that Martha, my laser lady, moved on. And I'm sad. She was great.
It's a very intimate experience as well.
Martha, just let me know where you're working
yeah,
now and I'll come to you.
Yeah. Because
they never tell you when a like technician or a stylist like yeah. moves on, like where they go.
Yeah. And you're like, that woman
has competition
seen
and capitalism.
Is very well acquainted with my butthole and I miss her.
And it just is nice to not have to like introduce my butthole yeah. to a new stranger that I don't have a sexual bond with.
It's true. It's yeah. true.
Are either of these going into our spank banks?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd masturbate to either of them, but I do have to say that I'm not ruling it out. Mm-hmm. I'm not ruling out the kink one, the kink.com.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I was surprised at how turned on I was by that, the Sibian and Pile Driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mojo machine.
Mackenzie?
Yeah, I like the kink.com yeah. one.
Mm-hmm.
Want to like follow the careers of these two performers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Bobby Starr, I think, is retired.
Oh, really?
I actually looked her up. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
And has like a, you know, a mainstream vibe. But like yeah. we said, like she's curious. She seems explorative. She seems like very game. So I just was curious about her and looked her up. And
yeah.
she, the internet reports is that she, I think, was like starting a family. Like she partnered with someone and then said like she was moving on to bigger things.
Yeah.
But we don't know what those are. So
I immediately followed both of them on Twitter.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Hell yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think either of these is going in my spank bank specifically because I don't think this is like my source of pleasure,
right.
like my specific kink.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned so much and I was,
yeah.
my mind was open and my heart.
Yes.
And my vagina. And like, I would actually like be open to experimenting with this. Like, yeah, talked to me like a week ago and I was like, oh no, I'm not here for fuck machines.
Right.
Now I'm like, I don't know. Like, why not try that once or twice? Yeah. Like, with or without a partner or in like some kind of safe or clinical environment. Like, I'm open to it. I'm curious.
Yeah, me too.
So.
And that's the point.
That's a mission accomplished.
Yeah. That's the point of this.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Guys and gals.
Folks.
Everyone. Everybody that's listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Just a reminder, you can find the clips to the porns that we endorse on our episode description. Also on our website, girlsonporn.com. Follow us on Instagram, Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. And, you know, while you're there, why don't you just go subscribe to the pod? Leave us a comment.
Give us a rating. Yeah. Hey, 5 stars. Crazy idea.
I don't know.
Write a review.
5.
We read them aloud to each other at that time.
It's very true. And Mackenzie, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
This has been wonderful. We've learned a lot.
Eye-opening.
Follow Mackenzie and Math Magazine on Instagram.
At mathmag.nyc, our backup account on Instagram.
Yes,
but more importantly, go to our website, math-mag.com.
Amazing. And thank you so much for listening. This has been Girls on Porn.
The only GOP that's actually good for women.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.